Do us a huge
Love
favor.
Talk Radio.
We got, what, 3,900 of you guys in here? Yo, Chris, how many likes do we got?
We got 1.8.
Guys, do us a huge favor. I'm going to stop the show real fast. Like the video. Comment below saying equal rights, equal lefts. You know what I'm saying? Like the video, guys. Help us get back up in the algorithm so that we can you can share this and share this channel with a friend and or someone else that needs help with, you know, getting their money on point, becoming more attractive, not getting divorced. Great, you know what I'm saying? So so help us out, guys.
And guys, if you call in and you sound a troll, if you're far away or some shit like that, I'll just hang up the phone on you. So
yeah, please guys have your question ready to go or comment, whatever it is. We can't have you on the phone forever. Because I already know that we're probably going to start blowing up.
Because we have a show tonight. So
yeah, we got a show tonight that we got to get ready for. But, okay, my take on it, guys. So, basically, bro, it is crazy that that woman, like, thought it was okay to just slap the dude. Like, what's – like, it is – it's incredible to me how in the West we've made life so comfortable and modern that women forget the danger that men are capable of. You know what I'm saying? They're you know, they – But hell, we brought women on this podcast. You guys have seen it with your own two eyes. They say, I could take a dude on. I could fight a guy. I fought a guy before, blah, blah, blah. And what they don't realize is when you fought that guy, he had to, you know,
hold back.
To contain himself to a degree to keep from killing you, you know? And it's not until women sometimes get hit by a guy or get punched or whatever that they realize, oh, I'm human too, you know? Because I'll tell you guys this. Many women go through life without ever being punched in the face. You know, and getting punched in the face makes you a lot more, how do I say this? It humbles you a bit. And it makes you realize it's actually good. It makes you realize you're not and you're not invincible, and it sets you up to kind of be more on a defensive mode. So this woman, I wouldn't be surprised if that was the first time she got punched in the face. The way she slapped that dude was it's very obvious she had. How are you going to slap an able-bodied younger guy? You know, as a woman thinking like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to deal with any consequences from this. And then he literally socked her ass. And that's. Hey, I'm not saying I would have reacted that way, but you can't get mad if a dude punches you in the face as a woman, because some guys are not going to have the same restraint. You know what I'm saying? Some dudes are going to hit you back. Some dudes aren't, but you don't want to take a chance, because regardless, you're going to take an L every single time as a woman, bro. You take a top-tier female MMA fighter, she's still going to lose to, like, an average guy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
the problem is that, like, homeboy, which is probably her husband, he's fighting a fight he can't win, bro. Like, he's not going to rock, dude. Like, he's not going to do it. So it's like,
yep.
Oh, you made the fight happen.
And then she put him in a bad position.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
He took an L.
Yeah. And real talk, guys, this is why I say it all the time. Your girl shouldn't be mouthy. Your girl should never be mouthy, guys. Like, when your girl's acting too annoying or too loud or too obnoxious, especially when you guys are in public, that's a liability for you a lot of the time. That's why, like, it's going to sound fucked up, but I'm just going to say it anyway. Bro, when they say women are to be seen and not heard, there's a reason for that, bro. The reason why is because if they open their mouth too much and they start some shit, it can drag you into a problem. Because remember, guys, I always say it. Men live in a fact-based reality. Women live in a Disney bizarre fucking world. So for you, talking shit typically comes with some kind of consequence. With them, talking shit never comes with consequence. So they think, let me just act crazy and let my privilege of not getting punched in the face translate over to you. No. Hell no. Because the more shit she talks, now you're going to be held accountable for her bad decisions.
And you
so,
never know who that person's with.
Exactly.
So
some dudes will fuck you up just because they're mad at her and they can't beat her up, so they're going to attack you instead.
Yeah.
So, guys, literally, bro, like, this is why it's so important to have a woman that's feminine, submissive, and not loud, obnoxious, or not going to embarrass you, and or even worse, like this, put you in a situation where now you have to defend her because she wanted to mouth off to some guy and then fucking slap him. What the hell?
That's tough, man.
You know?
And to be honest, last night I was with a girl and she was walking and she saw like a couple and two guys. She was like, hey, what's going on? She was just talking to them. I'm like, yo, don't do that. I'm like, don't talk to people you don't know, because these guys are looking at you weird. It's in Miami. So now you put me in a situation where I'm like, you know what? Nah, like she's lit. She's one way. Don't take her seriously. So, guys, I'm telling you, if you're with a girl and she does shit like that, check her immediately.
Yo, bro, don't mention if she's drunk, bro. That's even worse.
Yeah.
But she'll say some stuff that's like, yo, like, are you serious?
Yeah, bro. Like guys, when you're out with a girl, bro, and she's acting crazy like that, you need to, hey, chill out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, don't let
definitely.
Them act all crazy and shit, bro. Because they, again, Because you're going to have to be held accountable for her stupid decisions, bro. I'm telling y'all, like, a lot of girls go through life without ever getting checked. And if she's out with you and she says some dumb shit or pushes somebody or whatever, now she's going to roll you into the issues, bro. You don't want that.
So you're better off going out with your boys.
Yeah. Real talk, you should always, if you're going to go out with a girl, like, you should feel comfortable in the fact that she's going to keep her mouth shut, bro, and not put you in a precarious position. So that's why we tell y'all, like, don't hang out with ratchet chicks or girls that, like, are obnoxious or loud or whatever, because that can get you into trouble, you know?
Don't do it.
Yeah. Right. Okay. And then you end up on WorldStar getting punched.
I think we're good to go. Let's see.
Well, yeah, I see a couple. Yeah. Key and people, Peel. Negan Skit. Oh, yeah, yes.
Negan.
$5. Oliver Tsubasa. I saw that video and I thought to myself that he should put his wife in line. I would have slapped her from the way she was talking to the dude. Yeah. He should. Yo, real talk. He should have stepped in and said, hey, chill the fuck out. And just been done with it, bro.
Well, we can tell who wears the pants and everything. Like, yeah. Hey, you know what? When he got knocked out, she was like, sit down. I'm like, can you imagine at home? That's crazy.
Damn.
Man.
Because he seems like a chill guy. She's just like starting stuff. It's like, he didn't want to smoke, man. He's chilling, bro.
Yeah, bro. Like I said, bro, remember, guys, women talk shit because they don't understand that there's the potential consequence for violence until they get hit themselves. That's probably the first time that woman's ever been punched, bro. The way she hit that dude, she cocked back and slapped him thinking like nothing was going to happen. Like, you could tell, you know? Okay, Levy Stewart, $20. I'm sorry I'm off topic, but can we talk about how the Me Too movement started because of a woman no longer in her 20s isn't wanted by Hollywood anymore because she in her late 30s and 40s, now it's he sexually harassed me? We did a whole episode on Me Too, guys, with Rolo Tomasi and fake grape culture. So go ahead and check it out. It was a longer broadcast, but it was really good. I dealt with some BS just now, and we disproved it. So, yeah.
Welcome to new member, the Red Room. Shout out to you, brother.
Yeah, welcome to you, Red Room. Okay, so let's hit. I think we got some numbers. People called in.
Yeah, we got. Chris. Yeah.
Okay, cool. We haven't fired
them
up in a while. Phone lines are open. So let's. Oh shit. Okay.
Oh smokes.
All right. So let's get some of these.
49 callers.
Oh.
49 callers.
Holy crap. Okay.
Wait, 202.
Yeah, 202 came first. So 202. Shout out to Washington D.C. We'll get you in. Make it quick so that we can get through as many people as we can.
Yo, appreciate it, man. Thanks for opening the phone lines, man. This video unpacks so much. If you ever get a chance to watch the whole video, she was already telling him to shut up, her husband, the whole time. We didn't get into the racial component, but the fact that, you know, there was a dynamic there when she slapped him, he did use a little bit of reservation with her. But if me and my men were in the club and the girl get off with her mouth, we say, go get your dude, because our intent was at that point, whatever you just saying right now, we're going to take it out on whoever you with. And, yep. and her right there had no control, got her man a complete L, national TV, for absolutely nothing because he doesn't check his woman. He should have grabbed her by her collar and walked her ass up out of there when she's popping that shit. Like, you trying to get me and you hurt? So, yeah, man, shout out to y'all. I keep it quick, man. Love y'all show, man. Came on to it just on the humble on the subscription of watching the Kevin Samuels and getting a suggest. Appreciate y'all, man.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it, man. Please don't forget to like the video.
Thanks, bro.
Okay, 786. Hey, guys, do me a quick favor before we get to the next phone. How many likes do we got right now, Chris?
2.3.
Guys, how many viewers?
We got 3.8.
Guys, get us to 3,000 likes, man. 3,000 likes. I don't want to stop the show. That's really annoying. I don't even like fucking doing it. Please like the video, guys. All you got to do is click that button. Thumbs up. Like the video. Subscribe to the channel. Help us get back up, guys. The Fresh Fit Army. And yeah, road to 1 million, guys. The goal is to hit 1 million subs. We need you guys to help us get there.
Yep.
Shout out to the caller right now.
And then we're dropping September as well, a Rolex giveaway. Not my Rolex, but Rolex that we're giving away for free. It's going to be to one of the subscribers on the channel. Shout out to y'all, man. This is a give back for y'all as well.
Yep. Okay. So 914. 914, welcome to Fresh Fit Podcast.
What's up, man? Going once? Going twice?
914.
I just had a question.
Oh, okay, yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, bro.
How do you feel because, you know, cryptos, every crypto has been going up and stuff like that right now. And they're, like, all moving in sync right now. So once Bitcoin goes up, they all moving up. What would you guys advise to people, like, because I strongly believe a crash is going to eventually come. Eventually, I don't know whether it's going to be tomorrow, next week, or next month. But what would you guys advise to people that, like, you know, haven't really experienced crashes like that?
I mean, bro,
we
just buy and hold, bro. Like, we don't like buy and think like we're going to make a quick flip and make some money. Like, crypto is a little bit more of a long-term hold unless you're like trading or doing more advanced things. But we just buy and hold. Me personally, I only hold BTC and Ethereum, bro. I don't buy any like these like, you know, altcoins or anything like that.
Ethereum.
I keep it nice and simple. I buy and hold and that's it.
Ethereum, yeah. So we just buy and hold, bro.
Listen, well, what advice would you have for somebody that like that just doesn't know like their passion in life? Like, you know what I'm saying? This isn't for me. I'm really just asking questions that people may be scared to ask. What would you offer them, like advise them to like find their passion, like their birth, like how you guys found like that you guys want to do this?
Try different things.
That was me, bro.
And you know, there's gonna be some trial and error, but that's what life's about, man.
I would say find circles of friends that are doing stuff that are productive, that are like, you know, dope, that you seem to be like, you know, fun stuff. And then just hang around them, see what they do, learn how they do things and say, you know what, I want to do that. For example, like Myron said, try different things, bro. You never know.
Yeah.
For example, who would have thought we're doing a podcast right now? That was never the main goal, you know? So just try different things, you know?
So, hey, man, thank you for calling in. We got a bunch of people in the queue. Guys, so from this point forward, if you got a comment, make it quick.
Just one question at a time.
Yeah, one. If you're going to ask a question, just one question, okay? Just because we got so many people on the line. So
one more
we haven't
time.
Opened up the phone lines in a long time.
Jackie.
So, okay, let's go ahead.
All right. We got
through chat,
by the way.
Oh, DL Sam with the big 100.
Oh, DL
Sam,
man.
Dom DeMarco.
Our boy Don Lewis.
How many dudes in the chat have been hitting the mouth? If you haven't been hitting the mouth, don't try to be hard in the streets. Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I've been hitting them out, man. I got jumped one time by 6 dudes. I told y'all that story on my YouTube channel. Over the shit over some dumb chick, actually. You know what I'm saying?
These girls,
yeah,
man.
Bro. Yeah, man. So,
all
okay.
Right, 76?
Yep. Got Miami in the house.
Miami in the house. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, man?
Brother? How you doing, man?
Not much, man. Listen, I just wanted to come on here, by the way. Shout out to y'all. There's this viral video going around about some guy talking about why beautiful women are single. I really want y'all to, like, zero in on that video whenever y'all have the women on the show next time, man, because that is a classic.
Maybe tonight. Where'd you get it off of? TikTok or what?
It's TikTok. His ad is Heartbreak Nino 617. Y'all got to see this. It's a classic. Trust me.
Okay. Well, check it out, man. Thank you so much for calling into the show.
Cool, man.
All right.
Later, bro. We got 601 in the house. Yo, 601, what's up, man? You're on the Fresh Air Podcast. 601 going once. 601 going twice.
Can't hear that. Find that name.
No,
he hung up. Okay, right, and then sold to 262.
Hello.
Yo, what up, bro? Welcome to Fresh Air Podcast.
What's good, Fresh Air Fit? What's good, y'all?
What's up, bro?
Yo.
No, I'm chilling. I just got a comment on the her slapping the dude. Like, that show how much character her man got. Like, she doing that shit at home. She strong-arming her man at home because he was just sitting there. That means that's something that he's seen a lot for him to just sit back. Like, he should have checked his girl. He should have never
like regular shit.
Slap on dude like that.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. For him, it was like, oh, just another day in the office, but he didn't realize, like, that was not, she picked the wrong one.
That was a nigga.
Hey, Amon Tiku, welcome to the team, bro.
Welcome, brother. Thank you.
Yeah, much love, y'all, though. Much love.
Thank you, bro. Thank you so much, 262.
Yeah. And you know the worst part?
Yeah.
Like, she's going to probably leave him because he can't even defend her.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, there's something about watching your boyfriend or husband get beat up that a lot of women, they never recover from it, bro.
But you know what it is, though? I think she won't leave him. She'll probably cheat on him. For sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, she's
well, she can't like, replace him. Look at him,
no,
bro.
She
trash.
Just as bad, though.
Yeah, she trash, so, you know. And he's going to sit there and allow it.
She definitely ain't going to suck his dick for a bit, though. okay, guys, real quick. Go ahead. How many likes we got, Chris?
We got 2.8.
Guys, we need 3,000 likes. I'm going to stop the show. I didn't want to have to do this, but guys, please get us to 3,000 likes so we can get our engagement up. You know, as you guys know, we got the cool thing right now. We're trending on YouTube. You know, it is what it is. People want to get a come up off of us. That's fine.
Bro,
you know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna lie,
but,
man.
I
was on the phone just now with Kyle Massey, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he told me, he was like, bro, y'all are making waves right now. He said,
wait, the dude from Disney?
Yeah, Kyle Massey. Yeah. He was like,
"That's
y'all
so
are hot
amazing.
Right now. He said to me, if you guys are being talked about in the news on the internet, if you're not being talked about, you're just popular. That's what it is, bro.
Damn. Okay.
It is what it is, man. Shout out to Kyle Massey.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to him. Guys, like the video, man. I don't want to have to play this annoying Who Wants to Be a Millionaire song right here until we hit 3,000 likes.
We're almost there, man. We're almost there, bro. We're almost there,
I
want to
take the next call. You know what I'm saying? We're at 3?
Oh, yeah. Shit. Okay.
Never mind then. All right. I guess we got it.
Good job, guys.
Thank you guys for getting us up to 3,000. We got 3.8 watching on YouTube?
Yeah, 3.9.
3.9. Okay. And then, holy shit, we got a
holy
big $500 fucking super fast sticker.
John DeMarco.
Hey, $500 in the building. Australia, right? Down under?
I'm pretty sure that's, yeah, $500 Australia, man.
He ain't got to say
Thank
a word.
Thank you so much, Hong Tran. And I got to say this real fast, bro. I've been getting a lot of DMs, a lot of, you know, comments, messages, everything else like that. And you guys are really riding with us, bro. Like, the fact that you guys
from all
reach
world,
out
too.
And say, yo, this is a bunch of bullshit. You know, these allegations are false. I just saw your video. You guys disproved all this BS. You know, these dudes are just clout chasing. Keep doing your thing. Keep being positive, whatever it is. Thank you guys, really, from the bottom of my heart, bro. Because I ain't going to lie, man. This has been extremely annoying, you know, to wake up every day and have people making videos about you on information that isn't true or making crazy allegations or slandering your name openly. And to have you guys stand with us, man, during these times, it's you guys, I can't even explain it, man. It's an amazing feeling to know that we got people that are supporting us on the show, off the show, through Instagram, through whatever it is, saying, yo, man, fuck the haters. Keep doing what you're doing. You guys never stop what you're doing. You guys are actually providing real value to us, giving us all types of information. You kept me from, you know, doing this to myself or whatever. And you guys are the reason we keep going, bro, because I'm not going to lie, man. Like, this shit is like, it is taxing to a degree, you know? Like, it's very tough doing two shows a day sometimes, you know, and then to do it on top of all this controversy, you know, and trying to, you know, push through the storm. It's tough. And you guys have made it incredibly seamless, you know, to do it. Like, because now I have a mission, and that mission is to provide you guys with the best content we can. It's motivated me to get even better equipment, better cameras. Now you guys can see Chris's hairline just like us in 1080p. And I just want to say thank you guys for supporting. Like, you guys don't understand really, like, how much we appreciate what you guys do for us with the super chats and everything else like that.
Shout out to mods, by the way.
Your guys' support is why so many people are coming at us, bro. That is why.
Yeah.
Because they see all the support you guys give us, and what are they going to do? Oh, they're scammers. Stop giving them money. You know, or they're whatever, blah, blah, blah. And that's the only thing they could do because they see how much you guys fuck with us, bro.
Yeah, we got a community here, man. And real talk, bro, all the subscribers, all the engagement, that's cool. But community, bro, you can't beat that. And look, as a brotherhood, as man, bro, like, all we have is each other, because in this world, bro, they're trying to tear us down. Like, think about this, right? Back in the day, what was there? Only women shows, never guy shows.
Yep.
There's no place you could go and, like, say how you really feel, because if you did, you'd be like, oh, how dare you, all that stuff. Here is a safe haven. You could talk about anything you want, bro. You could talk about dating, lifestyle, sex, whatever you want. And it's a brotherhood. So real talk, man, show the other niggas in the chat on Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, everywhere, man. Even in the DMs, whatever. The point is that, like, you guys support us, man. We appreciate it 100%, bro. And that's why we do shows.
Especially during this time, man.
Yeah.
Like, you guys don't understand, like, how much we really appreciate it, bro. And, like, for those people that are saying, oh, they're scammers, they don't care about their subs, whatever, really. Okay. Like,
how about you show up here every single night, miss your life for other people?
Yeah.
How about you add value every single day that you learn to give away for free? How about you do that and then say that we're scammers?
You know?
What?
Yeah. Upgrading equipment all the time. Upgrading cameras. Upgrading lights. Upgrading, the quality, the little routines that we run, you know, to be entertaining. Getting girls. Chris never sleeping because he has to always constantly source girls. You know what I mean? Like, we show you guys information contrary to what people say about us scamming people. If we scam people, we'll just take the money and not invest it right back into the business to give you guys a better experience.
Like some other people do.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we really do care. Like, we give a fuck a lot, bro. So, and you guys know that. That's the beautiful part, is that you guys don't fall for that BS. You guys know we care. Because if we didn't, guys that don't care, don't invest back into the business to make it a better experience for you guys. All the money that we get, we put it right back into the studio to get you guys
and also
a better experience.
We're bringing some of the best guests on the planet to the platform, man. And yo, this month coming is going to be crazy, guys. I'm telling you right now.
I'm not kidding around, guys. We're going to fucking take over.
Yep.
We are still the hottest podcast in the world, and we're gonna get to a million. We're gonna do better, because for me, this isn't about money, man. Yeah. This is about getting to a million subscribers, reaching more guys, and putting this message out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't give a fuck about money like that.
Yeah,
I throw it right back into this. Look at me, I'm wearing the same shit all the time. You guys see it?
Yeah, the money's cool, but having the support community is way better, bro.
Shout out to the Almighty Job.
Well, thank you guys.
Get there on Twitch, 20 subs, by the way.
Oh, yeah, thank you for that, bro. Thank you, thank you.
Yo, Twitch is undefeated too, man.
And guys, I know I went on a little bit of rant there, but I had to let you guys know how much we appreciate your support, bro. We are fucking nothing without you guys.
Facts.
You know, so for people to come out here and say that we scam our people and all other shit, I ain't gonna lie, I take it some kind of way. They say, but we do. You know what I'm saying? We do. You guys see it,
and then,
every time we're always making fucking improvements to the studio.
Who else goes on live talking about their L's and their W's? All I hear is W's, never L's.
Yeah.
Like, you guys heard our embarrassing stories.
Hell
like,
yeah.
Why are we going to lie about the good and the bad? Like, that makes no sense. So, it's just dumb, man.
Yeah. So yeah, man. So, like I said, you guys are the coal in our furnace, man. You guys are the fucking coal. So, thank you so much. Okay, let's go to the phone. Back to the phone line.
How much we got waiting, Chris?
Hold on 1 second.
Oh.
Oh, Groovemaster, 50 bucks. You should add the autonomous Ultra Instinct theme to the soundboard for when the girls dodge your questions. Great work, guys. Thank you so much, Groovemaster.
Don't you have it?
No.
No, I don't have the Ultra Instinct. I got the Vegeta theme.
Oh, yeah. That's the teleportation.
Yeah,
no,
I got the... yeah,
you should have it, though.
It's a transmission as well. Okay, and then it's Sunshine Over That Hill. Yep, absolutely, man.
I'm
Billy
2
X Prime. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. Okay, we got 929?
Yep.
Yo.
Yo,
what's up, man?
Yo, you guys, I can't even lie. I was watching those videos. I would have beat her ass even more. I would have got back on his ass. I can't even lie to you. If you saw at the end of the video, she kicked him again, and everybody was booing him and telling him to get out, if I'm not mistaken. That's some bullshit. That shit ain't happened, in my opinion. Nobody has time to tolerate that bullshit all day. But you guys keep up the good work. Have a nice one.
Thank you, bro, so much for calling into the show.
That's crazy.
843, you're up next.
I didn't see that part.
Yeah, I didn't see that either.
Hey, this is – holy crap, this is crazy. Just quick question for you guys. So I'm like a guy that goes out to sea, and so I'm like gone for like long months at a time. I just graduated college.
Yep.
And I just want to know, when are you guys going to make more learn game videos, man? That's what I need, especially like Tinder and shit like that.
It's on Wednesdays.
Normally it's on Wednesdays.
So we're going to get back to that as well.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do a poll, and we'll have you guys pick what you guys want for next Wednesday. Cool?
Shit, can't believe my call got through. Thanks so much, guys.
We got a bunch of stuff on there, man.
A bunch of videos, bro.
You go back through.
Yeah,
back
I know. I've watched a good, like, 23 of them so far.
Oh, we got
fire,
more than
fire.
That.
Yeah,
we
got way more.
We got way more.
Patreon, too, bro.
And on Patreon as well, man.
We give you all the game, bro. We give you all the game, man.
Patreon has, like, the more detailed stuff that we can't put on YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. Thank you, guys.
All right, man. Peace. 574.
Yo, what's good?
What's up?
Damn, this is crazy. I can't believe this. So my question is, how does cold approaching on a college campus differ than like a regular out in public environment?
So it differs a little bit because you're gonna have an immediate similarity. So on college campus, it's gonna be a little bit more
common ground.
It's gonna be more common ground, and the girl's going to have a little bit less apprehension to speak to you because you guys are both students together.
Yep.
So, you know, on a college campus, it's almost like kind of riding a bike with training wheels because there's already going to be an assumed similarity and you guys go to the same school. So, therefore, you know, the conversation is probably going to start something like, oh, well, hey, where do you major in? Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. I major in that. Okay, cool. What year are you? Oh, I'm this. And then, oh, okay. What if you guys are both live on campus? Oh, are you on campus? Yeah, I live at this building. Oh, I live at that building. So there's going to be a lot more similarities that you can use to generate conversation. So, yeah, bro, absolutely a cold approach on college campuses. It's almost like kind of a toss-up. You know, it's an alley-oop almost.
Okay. And then, so this is like a quick yes or no question. If I reset my Tinder account, am I going to get shadow banned or am I going to get a new boost?
If you reset it too often, you will get shadow banned.
Mm-hmm. So how often would you say after reset?
Man, I'd say once, maybe 2 to 3 times a year.
Yeah, you don't want to overdo it, bro.
Yeah, you don't want to overdo it. And we talk about it more on Patreon, but yeah, bro, like you don't want to. You might need to get another device too.
Yeah, because you might get IP banned, and then you're fucked.
Yeah, you might want to grab another phone.
So you'd say it's better safe to not reset.
Yeah, don't reset often.
If you can avoid it, don't. But I would say just to be safe, twice or two times a year, maybe.
Yeah.
The most.
Yeah, to be safe.
Okay. All right, Austin, thank you so much.
No worries, man.
Cool.
Next call.
All right, cool.
Expression
welcome.
Vibe, new member.
Vibe,
welcome to the Fresh Fit fam. Okay, and then we got $20 from Herbert Collins. I literally watch you kings grow this platform every day. Keep up the great work.
Thanks,
support
man.
The vision. Thank you so much, Herbert, man.
From the beginning, bro.
Expression Vibe became a member. Okay, yep.
404.
Yep, 404. Let's do it.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, man?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear
yep.
it, bro?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I can hear it. Wow, I just want to say, you know, shout out to y'all. My friends came on that crazy episode with DJ Academics, and it was kind of funny since. But my question is, what'd you say?
No, go ahead.
Okay, my question is, how can I, like, eat? If I've been, like, working out and stuff like that, like, what can I do to, like, eat more? Because, like, my appetite just really isn't there.
Start eating higher calorie foods. One trick you can do, which I used to do because it used to be tough for me to gain weight as well. Start putting olive oil in your protein shakes. It'll help you increase your calories significantly without necessarily you having to eat more volume. Does that make sense?
Okay, that makes sense.
Olive oil is extremely high in calories.
Okay. This is
and it
actually
won't
crazy.
The shake and make it disgusting. You won't even notice it. What's up?
I said it was crazy that I got on the phone, like, I've been sitting here, like, with the episode in the background, but concise. So, shout out to y'all. Much appreciated, you know.
There you go, man. That's a little protein right there. Olive oil in your protein shakes, my friend, if you need more calories.
All right, Carl. Thank you.
All right. Cool. We're going to keep giving out this fucking value, baby.
Let's go.
For the number one podcast. All right. Let's get the next call.
Bojangle.
Oh, Bojangle. $15. On that video with the chick that smacked the black guy. There was another video that showed her screaming at her husband, telling him to shut up before it all went down. Dude is down bad. Yeah, thanks,
ooh,
bro. That's the...
Chris CEO supporter, $30. What's good, fellas? I just got to say this real quick. Brendan Renner's a demon. Look out for yourself, Young Kings. Be safe.
Yep, absolutely.
I know some niggas were still smashing.
Tone H, $20, just showing support. Thank you, man.
Thank
appreciate
you,
it. Thank you so much for that support, guys. We fucking love you guys. Seriously, bro. All
right, 623.
623, yeah, sorry. 623, let's do it.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, man, welcome to Fresh Air Podcast. What's your question or statement,
hey,
comment?
Shout out to y'all. Quick question is, I watched all the playlists on Fresh and Fit. Just the thing is there anything to help some of the younger people here? I'm 19 and I'm trying to figure out a way to learn game.
Wait, 15 years old?
You say you're 19 or 15?
19.
Okay, cool.
So wait, you want to learn game, you said?
Yes.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Are you in college right now?
No.
Okay.
You can start with theory and then...
I mean, I would say read these two books. Read The Rationale, obviously, so you learn how women operate the way that they do, and then read The Mystery Method, because even though his techniques are a bit dated, the blueprint is fantastic.
Yeah. Rational Mill, Rollo Tomasi, and then Mystery.
And then The Mystery Method by Eric
and
Mark.
And then
Mark,
the biggest part
Markovic.
Is to go out and practice it, man. Like, bro,
yeah.
Go out and practice in real life.
Yeah.
In person, at school, maybe at a grocery store, maybe at a club. Go out and practice because that's going to be very vital to your growth.
And hit the gym, too. Hit the weights.
Because you're going to hear no, bro. You're going to hear no for sure.
Yeah. At 19, bro, you need to start building the empire, bro. You're, I ain't going to lie. 19 years old, you're pretty much useless to society. You're like a 35-year-old woman.
Welcome to Teeny
cool.
Twitch as well.
And then Teeny, thank you so much for subscribing for 2 months.
Thank you. Right, cool. Does that make sense, bro?
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Focus on yourself, bro. You're number one, okay? Add value to the cat. You got to start building up that castle.
Yeah.
All right, peace.
From now.
773.
Let it rumble. You saw?
Kind of.
Hello?
Yo, what's up, man? 773, welcome.
Hey, so just kind of circling back to the original Sonya Curry part, when do you think you'll start seeing some of these athletes, like, really smarten up and, like, not get married? I mean, obviously, like, LeBron, you know, Steph and those guys, they kind of came from that, like, millennial generation, which I'm part of as well. Like, when do you think you'll start seeing, like, most athletes, like, not getting married?
I guess we can go into our conspiracy theory part right here. What I would say, bro, is the RP is going to start going, like, super mainstream in the next, I would say, probably, man,
5 years?
I said 10, but now at the rate this type of information is being spread, I'll say, yeah, within the next 5 to 7 years,
yeah,
more and more guys are going to start to realize that marriage just isn't a viable option, bro.
Okay. I mean, real quick, I know you said one question, but would you guys have Alex Jones on since we're talking conspiracies?
No comment, my friend. All right, caller. Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, you dirty boy.
Yeah, no.
Dirty boy. And then we had a poll on YouTube.
Would you have punched a woman in the face in this situation? 53% said yes, and then 46% said no. So 46% of you guys don't treat women as equals.
Oh, man.
Hey, I watched the Bricks late night show today. The way Myron handled the girl that called y'all woman haters, amazing. She learned something, and you protected her by telling her it's not her fault that society has her programmed to think that way. Well done. Absolutely, bro.
Yep.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Saint, for that, man. You're a real big-time supporter, bro.
We come
Thank
in peace,
you.
Man. We come in peace.
Craig Spencer, $10. Watching from Jamaica. Most entertaining
Bumble Club podcast on YouTube,
man.
YouTube.
Thank you, bro.
What's up, man? Badman thing.
Straight. Yo, guys, like the goddamn
man,
video.
Man.
There's 4,400 of you guys in here. Like the video.
If right
now,
man.
The channel. Road to 1 fucking million, baby. These haters can't stop us. Road to 1 million, guys. Help
right,
us get up there.
So, all right, calls. We're gonna hit like what? 5 more calls?
Yeah, let's hit a couple of these things. Yeah. 813, go ahead.
Yo, what's up, boys?
Mm-hmm.
What's up, man?
Yo, so, bruh, that girl, you could get just a glimpse into their household, bruh. Like you can tell that she'd be beating on that man, be putting her hands on him, because he was just sitting. I know this guy said it earlier, but he took what I was gonna say. He was just sitting there chilling, like, oh, it's another day, whatever. And then boy came up with a right hook, knocked the man out. Like that girl. Like bottom line. That dude just need to check his girl, bro. But now y'all up. I respect what y'all doing out here. I mean, haters gonna try to bring y'all down, but y'all keep it strong. I think of y'all is like older brothers.
That's what we're doing, man.
Yep.
Yeah, when I talk to you, younger guys,
I fuck with y'all.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. Because I got a younger brother that's 19, bro. So when I talk to these guys that are 19, it's like I'm talking to my little brother, you know?
Yeah, man. And I got an older brother, but he's gay, which is not a bad thing. But, you know, he's not the one to go to with lady advice and help with, you know, game and stuff. So y'all really
yeah.
do the thing out there.
Understand that. All right, caller.
All right, bro.
Later.
Okay.
And then we got a 301.
301. Let's do it.
301. What's up, man?
Yes, hello.
Yo, what up?
What's up, caller?
So I'm on air.
Yeah.
You are, man. You're live, bro. You're live.
Y'all niggas some scams.
Okay. Hold on. No. Keep him on air.
Oh, man.
Damn. I want to ask him like how. Yeah.
No. Fuck it. No. Okay. No oxygen, man. 813.
Yeah. 813.
Yo.
What's the caller?
Yo, what up, 813?
Yo, what's up, man? I'm John. It's Jay. I'm not going to say all that, but I just got a comment because I recently broke up with my girlfriend, and she would get mad because I watch her. She would get mad because I would watch you guys, and I'd say why, and she'd just say, it's just how he said it. And it's so funny because you guys always say that. And I told her, I don't care about your feelings. Bitch, get the fuck out of here, bro. I'm not dealing with that shit, bro.
Hey,
I just work on myself, bro.
Y'all the Marco,
baby.
Look, you know, bro.
I live with my boys, bro, and we out here doing shit like how y'all niggas be telling me and grind it out for real, you know what I mean? Because I'm 20,
good,
like
man.
How Myron said that we're invisible and shit, bro. Honestly, bro, we still getting bitches, but they, you know, it's here and there, but, you know, the main goal is to put ourselves at top, bro. Got to be on top all day, every day. Just know it's all love, bro. Fuck the haters, nigga. We out here.
Yeah, there you go, baby. That's what you got to do, bro. You got to just, like, that chick that want to give you some bullshit. Because, yo, girls don't like our podcast because we give the game, bro. Like, you guys got to understand.
Yeah.
Women's game is you not knowing the game. But when you know the game, they can't do shit. You give that bitch that Leonidas. Fresh and fit, bitch. Bong. And you
bam.
Get her out.
Now you are free.
Now you're free, bro. But, hey, we're going to run to the next caller, man. Yo, keep doing your thing. Good stuff, bro. City Boys, we up.
We got a show tonight, bro.
Okay. 787.
Our last one here.
No, we can keep.
We got a show, man.
All right, two more after this. 787, Puerto Rico, what's up?
Yo, what's up, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey,
what's up, man?
Yo, I'm from Puerto Rico, big fan, bro. Just had a quick question for someone who's 18. Like, I'm studying real estate. I'm trying to, like, grind in the gym and on my, like, passion and stuff. So just some advice.
Yeah, go ahead.
Nah, so that was the question.
Oh, but real estate? How to get started?
Yeah, like, so some advice for a young person, like, in real estate, just trying to, like, grind in every aspect, basically.
Are you living with your parents?
No, I just moved to Miami, actually, on my own.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, shit, okay.
Awesome job, man.
Bro, save up, what I would suggest is save up, like, $10,000 to $20,000 and then try to get an FHA loan and get yourself into a duplex.
And also, build up your credit score as much as possible before you go to make that purchase, and then learn as much as possible from YouTube for free. You can go to Bigger Pockets podcast. You can go to our platform. You can go to different, you know, Grant Cardone. You can find information out there about real estate for free, Graham Stephan as well. Learn it. So when you actually go buy the property, you're educated to make some choices and, you know, make the best of it. Because if you don't know where you're walking into, it's going to be bad for you, bro.
For you, step number one, build your credit up, bro. Watch our credit episodes. We're going to actually talk about cashback credit cards next week. Build your credit up. And then number two is get an FHA loan and get yourself into a duplex and then get a tenant on the other side.
Yeah.
That's like that. Those are the three steps that you need to do first. Get save money. 10 to 20 stacks, right? So you can put down only 3% on an FHA loan, 3.5 to 5%.
And also you want to
get a good credit.
Have a job for at least 2 years so you can have your tax.
As well. Yeah, you need. Yeah, you're gonna need a job, bro.
At least for 2 years.
Because right now they're very apprehensive to give you a loan if you don't have a job, especially if it's not a W-2 job, right?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, bro.
All right, man.
But, yeah, we did a full podcast on real estate, bro, with our realtor, Roger.
Yeah, go check it out.
Check that one out, bro, from A to Z. All
right, dope, bro.
Peace.
All right, man. Peace.
Okay, and then
we got a special guest. Let me get him in right quick.
You got a special guest in the house?
Jabrizi. Jabrizi. Let me get him right quick. Jabrizi Magic in the building.
I think that people really like these call-in shows.
Yeah, we could do a full one.
Right here? 224?
Jabrizi?
Oh, yeah. We live. What up, baby?
Hey,
hey,
man.
What's up? Jabrizi Magic in the building.
Oh, man.
What's good,
G? Yo, I was good. I seen that video with old girl hitting that guy at the baseball field, and all I could think was this was the perfect time to probably press, like, racial charges. I'm not going to lie. Like, it's the most opportune time to be black because, like, if two white people hit you in a baseball field, this is like the best lawsuit in the world.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, he could. I'm just amazed that she slapped him that hard, bro. Like, she put her force in that joint, you know. But, hey, she deserved to get punched back. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't necessarily punch a girl back. But you got to be ready for whatever comes when you smack somebody like that. If you hit a dude, not every guy is trained to restrain himself from punching a chick, bro. That's what women got to understand. Like, some dudes are going to hit you back and really be equal.
Well, I mean,
treat you like an equal.
Jabrizi, if I could sue, bro, I would sue, man. Get some money out of that hoe.
Yeah.
For real.
But
the baseball game is broke. Like, there ain't that many broke people at a baseball game.
Well, no, it was a Steelers game. It was a Steelers game, so they spent some money. It ain't cheap to get a Steelers ticket.
That was good, huh?
Yeah, it was a Steelers game.
Yo, Jabrizi, where you at, bro? Vegas, L.A.?
I'm over in Vegas right now. I'm going to be heading to Greece next month. So we're going to see what to do over there.
Yeah.
Get to Greece. Get this
out there.
Get out of here.
Get out of there.
Greece, bro.
Look bad.
We're stuck here in Miami, bro.
Yeah, we're stuck here in Miami, bro. This nigga talking about to go to Greece and shit.
Look at some
magic ass.
Yeah, get
out of here.
Yeah, fuck out of here, bro.
You about to be in Athens with a pizza. What up?
I ain't here to the plane, man. I'm going to just disappear and reappear up over there. I got a little hookup.
Fuck you, bro.
Yo,
about to be out here.
Yo. I get a text.
He ain't grapes.
I get a text, right, from Jabrizi. He's like, want to see my trick? I'm like, what is it? I'm here. I'm like, what? I'm in Miami. I'm like, bruh. This guy's funny, man.
All right, Jabrizi, we'll hit you, bro. Thank you so much, man, for showing all the love that
bro,
you do, bro.
Yo, Jabrizi.
Guys, follow him on Instagram
Jabrizi.
And subscribe to his YouTube.
Jabrizi, the saint.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to Marquette, too.
All right, shout out to Marquette.
Shout out to Fresh Frit, man. Fresh Frit, best podcast in the world.
Hey, shout out to Jabrizi, man. Thank you, bro.
Your podcast, too, bro.
All
right, man.
Okay, right. Let's hit two more callers.
We got some chats to read.
Okay, we got Tone H. $20 just showing support. DL, let's see here. We got Richard Robert Sinanez, $7. If you call approach on the school campus, should you make it man to woman right away, or should you play the long game and not show interest? No, make it man to woman right away. I mean, you could play the long game, bro, but it's better to just make it man to woman, especially if you're on a big college campus where you have a lot of kids. If it's like a smaller college campus, you might have to play the long game then, so you don't look weird. Mexican Fresh, $5. Hey, Fresh, when are you coming to Cancun? And when is your album coming out? and who's your next guest?
So Cancun, I don't know when. Album, I'm gonna do a single, not album. And then third one.
Who's the next guest? Next guest is Monday.
Monday, Brat Vlogs. He's a motorcycle YouTuber. Shout to him. He's here in Orlando, coming up from Orlando to Miami. It's gonna be a lit podcast. Shout to him. He's no longer arrested. He is free now. Shout to Brat Vlogs.
Okay. And then we got Jabrizi Magic. What's the number to call? So you control us. $20, Native of Rain. Best podcast in the world. Shout out to you guys. Thank you so much. Monarchist, how do you call in? I'm down to call. Number is below. But we're only going to take like two more calls, man. Ryan Ames, 5555. Don't agree with y'all on everything, but you've taught me a lot over the past few months. Keep doing what you do. Fitz taking accountability for his actions and working on personal growth shows you ain't capping. Don't forget to dislike the video. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Tim Adobe. $5, Great British Pound. Thank you so much. Man, how much you guys have helped me, and even women that I send your content to, become the best version of myself. UK loves you guys too. Trust. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate it, bro. Let's continue on with two more calls. 504. Go ahead, shoot.
Hello.
Yo,
what's the caller?
Welcome to Fresh Air Podcast.
Oh, yo. No, I had a question. Like, so I had got a $1,500 credit card, but they do it.
But they what?
Credit increase. Caller, can't hear you.
Caller, you're
on the road, bro? Road man.
Yo.
Yeah, you said $1,500, and then what?
Oh, no. I got a $1,500 credit card, but they do hard limit increases. So should I just cancel it and go find a company that do not hard limit increases?
No, don't. Is that your first credit card you opened?
No, I got the Apple credit card, and I got a Navy Federal. But this is a Best Buy credit card with Citibank, but they do hard limit inquiries for
increases. Is it one of those bullshit credit cards you can only use in the store and you can't use anywhere else?
Is it a store card?
No. Yeah, no, it's with Best Buy, but I could use it anywhere. It's with Citibank, but
is there annual fee on it?
No.
Just keep it open then. Just keep it open and don't use it.
Just keep it open and don't use it.
Yeah. Because here's the thing. When you close that line, your credit limit is going to go down.
Right.
So utilization will go up. So just keep. If it's not an annual fee, bro, keep it open. Don't close a credit card if it doesn't have an annual fee. There's no point. Cool?
No. Call it. Nope.
Okay. I guess he took the advice.
All right. 301.
301.
Yo, I'm back.
Yo.
Back.
Yo, I'm back. I'm back.
Back again?
Yep.
Okay, 305?
Yep, 305.
What does that mean?
I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
305?
This is the best motherfucking podcast in the world.
Thank you, man. We appreciate that.
Thanks,
greatly.
Bro. We in Miami. All right, thank you, Phil.
Yeah, call just – okay. Thank you so much, man.
Thanks, bro.
Fuck, that's awesome. And then we'll do one more, 347.
Yep. New York.
What's up, man?
Yo. Hey, what's going
what's
on?
Up,
you hear me out there?
Got you.
Yeah, we hear
okay.
you.
Okay, oh, listen. Okay, look, I have a business out here, right? And I'm hiring some girls, so they're pretty much asking me if they want to get hired, but should I ask them for sex first? Before I hire them?
Oh, man. You are funny, bro.
Tell them you're going to give them the YFC special.
Listen, there's a lot of people out here that we disappointed, man. Come on, man. Don't hang up.
Hang up.
Guy.
There you go.
Chris.
Another one.
He clearly didn't watch the episode where we broke all that down.
Yeah,
he clearly didn't watch the episode.
He's the butt mass nigga in New York, man.
Yeah, he didn't watch the episode, bro. All
right, another one.
Go ahead.
9-0.
Yo, what up?
What's up, caller?
He was on hold for
like
30 minutes.
What was the number you guys said?
9-0. You're talking right now?
You're live.
920? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
So, yeah, I'm actually a chick. I'm actually Viking Paradigm's girlfriend.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't hear the area code, you guys.
Our internet needs work.
Shout to him, man.
Shout to the Viking.
Yeah. He said that if you guys ever need any help with the internet and stuff, don't hesitate to give him a call. He loves helping you guys out.
Thanks.
And we both totally, like, appreciate you guys. And, like, I honestly think you guys are, like, legit probably the best podcast in the world. Like, right when COVID started, you guys, like, literally helped both of us from such a depression that we're possibly going to have a child that was going to maybe not have parents at one point because we're so worried about it. And, like, Myron, you were one of the main people that literally got us out of that, because Tarl had actually looked up how to get money. So he found Rich Cooper, and then he found you through Rolo, I think he said, and then Donovan Sharp and John MLD. And Myron, you were like the main guy that got his mind right, because he focused on his fitness first before he even focused on the money. And so that really helped him out, because he figured if he didn't have his mind right, he wouldn't be able to fix this money part right. But I totally like probably one out of 1,000 things that you guys talk about, I might somewhat disagree with, but like after I hear a little bit more explanation, I'm like, dude, I totally agree with that anyway. So I don't think there's anything I disagree with you guys that you talk about. It's great.
Well, thank you so much for the support. Messages like that are really what keep us going. So thank you. We appreciate it so much, Miss Viking. And we'll catch you on the next one.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Appreciate you guys. Keep it trucking.
All right. Bye. Thank you so much. Super chat. We got King Darius, direct $10. Steph Curry is next, though. His wife was already in the media saying she wanted attention from other guys. SMH, those Curry men are 2 out of 3 stupid. Yeah, she did say that, I think, a couple years ago. I remember that. Zulu, $5
married,
all the way from the UK. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And then, Chris, one more or not?
Sure.
We could do one last one.
Because
we got to get ready for the late night show, guys. We have to push tonight's show back a little bit because we had some stuff going on. But listen, Michelle 98, I listen to you guys on my mall route, no earpiece. Oh, shit. Dude, that's a little dangerous, Michelle.
That's raw, man.
Michelle,
you're in trouble.
Yeah, Michelle, protect yourself. Wear the headphones. Andrew, Jim, F the Manosphere for how they treated you guys. I rock with you, Rolo and MLD. Shout out to those guys as well. Cool. And right. Let's get that last phone call.
514,
yeah. Yep. Let's do it. 514, welcome to the Fresh Air Podcast.
Thanks, guys, for having me on. You guys are doing a great job. Talking about the video, this was a funny one. I was in Cuba during Christmas time, just before the COVID, and it so happened that my ex ended up there at the same time. Well,
wow.
I had a little bit of an altercation with my son, and she decided to hop in there. And I have a girlfriend, a 30-year-old girlfriend that lives in Cuba, and she told me after the fact, you know, you could have hit her, right? I'm like, really? That's not something that I would have done. I'm like Myron. I'm not the kind of guy that'll lift my hand or slap a girl or anything else. But
yeah.
I have worked in bars. And by working in bars, yeah, most of the fights are caused by the girls. I'd say at least 90% of the fights that break out are caused because of the girls.
I believe
and
it. That's true.
I believe it. Pardon?
No. I'm saying we believe you.
That's true. That's true.
And see, I've gotten hit in the face when I was not working. And I looked at the girl and I said, you bitch, that was a freebie. The next one you do, you're man enough to hit me in the face, you're going to be man enough to get hit back. Well, I actually got free drinks for the rest of the night from there.
You bitch. You bitch.
No, I didn't hit her. I warned her.
You bitch, you know, and then you hit her with the fucking, oh, are you okay?
Yeah. Directly, I told her that one was a freebie. You hit me in the face once, that one's a freebie. If you hit me again, I will hit you back.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you okay? All the guys that were in the bar just turned around, looked at me, and said, holy fuck.
Yo, bro, are you from Canada?
Yeah. I'm from Canada. I used to live in the States. I used to live in Key West when I was younger. Okay. And my parents, my parents are a little bit fucking crazy because they went from Key West to about 8 hours north of Quebec City. Damn, it's cold up there.
You had me dead. You said, "You bitch,
you bitch, you bitch,
you bitch,
you do that again,
you bitch, you bitch, you fucking hit me again. I'm gonna fucking hit you back."
All right,
thank
brother.
You for calling in, bro.
No violence, no violence against women, bro. No violence, bro.
All right,
the
last shot.
The last shot. Okay, Raw Dog TV, Canadian $5. I used to be the shyest guy. Now I tell him, move them panties to the side. Thanks to Fresh Pick, got my money up and body right. Thanks for the motivation, boy.
Awesome,
hey,
man.
Shout out to you, bro. And you guys, do me a quick favor, man.
Like the video.
Please like the video. Subscribe. As you guys can see, we still got some. That was funny. You stood on the line and watched the show the whole time just to say that.
You should have sex with them first. Really, bro?
That was actually pretty funny. Because, like, bro, that shows he didn't watch our show while we talked about that shit.
It is a five-hour-long, like, expose.
But we have the timestamps.
Yeah.
You can literally look at the whole Anna Quinn situation. I broke it up 30 minutes, man. Like,
part can't read, man.
Yeah, it is what it is. But, yeah, she was a 1,000% cat, guys. So, go ahead. If you guys still got questions about that, we have the video up top, Truth Exposed. Break down each one of these stupid allegations. They're all false, man. They're all false, guys. So anyway, with that said, guys, thank you so much for joining us on the Fresh Fit Podcast. We'll do this more every Friday. You know, man, we'll
yeah,
open
Friday.
Up the phone lines. I know y'all love it. So
yeah, Friday we'll take calls.
We'll cover a topic and then we'll take phone calls. So guys,